although I downloaded it, so it doesn't really have covers, but if you got the hardcover version, it would have covers, and then it would be good cover to cover. So, this is Night Channels. This is my favorite song off of their new album, Dealer. Here we go.
We dance naked outside of your bathroom until our bare feet sweat tracks on the tile. As you came, you moaned about loving them. Such convenience and regret after the fact. While our hitch breaths trip on false moons, we both know we'll be right here again. So by now I know where the door is. I'll wait outside till you call me back in. Future love, don't fall apart. Future love, don't fall apart. We purged off the milk of new trees as we clung to our one-bladed love. By the time we were done, we were open. Such constriction from a self-made trap. And on these embers, dry
That was Foxing playing the song Night Channels off their album Dealer. And I've been thinking a lot about this song. And I would never want to like speak for the artist because I don't know exactly what they're thinking about it. But to me, that song is a song about the past. So, I mean, he's singing future love don't fall apart, which I think is so beautiful. And to me, what that really means is I'm in a place now where a love has just fallen apart, and I don't want to ever go through that again, because I've been there. Like, I'm sure everyone has. I'm sure you've been there too, where like you get your heart broken and you break someone else's heart, and it's awful. It's like the worst thing ever. And so from that perspective, I could see why you would want to sing about future love not falling apart. So I've got a good playlist today. I'm really excited about it. And I went like really hard when I was trying to find the music, because it's hard to find. I've got to get some Canadian music up in here, and some music with women in it too. And post-rock is a pretty homogenous scene. Most post-rock bands are four dudes. Like, I'm serious, like 80% of post-rock bands are just four guys. But that's, you know, I mean, it's a challenge for me to find more stuff, and it's good because it forces me to look a little harder than I normally would. So my technique this week was I went to a band that I like, from Quebec, and then I went to their recent concerts and was looking at the event pages of their concerts to find like the opening acts, to see if the opening acts were good. And then I'd like go to their band camp and then like listen to some of their stuff and be like, wow, this is really good. So some of the stuff I'm going to play today, I found using that method. And about partway through, like, I think I was like 20 minutes into doing that when I actually stopped myself and I was like, wow, right now I'm looking at event pages for like small time concerts that are going on in the Quebec post-rock scene right now. Maybe I am a hipster. So yeah, so I don't think I'm a hipster, but that was a weird thing to do. That was a weird thing to find myself doing. So I preface that, and then I'm going to play a song that isn't one of those because I told the story too soon, but that's fine. I'm excited to tell it. So I would like to play a song for you by the band Inspirative. The song is Why, off the album Mysteriously Awake. Buckle up your seatbelts for this one, especially if you're driving, because you can get a ticket if your seatbelt isn't buckled up. And if you're not driving, then buckle up anyway, because this one's a doozy. So Why by Inspirative. Thank you.
over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
We just heard Inspirative playing the song Why. And I like that song. I think that song is cool, and that's why I played it. Still a lot more music to come, and I just wanted to mention a little story that I had from the concert, the Foxing and the World is a Beautiful Place concert, that was on Saturday. So they're both really good bands. I guess I didn't really realize, but they're new wave emo, I think. What are genres though? But there were a lot of I guess when I try to explain it to people, I say it would be like if a punk band played indie music, because it's really like, it's like an indie vibe. I mean, that song is very like Foxing especially is in their own league. But anyway, there were some punky types, a lot of black toques. Black toques are a punk thing now. If you own a black toque, just so you know, they're a punk thing. So, for better or for worse, I don't think you have to be a punk to wear a black toque, but I think if you're at a punk concert and you're wearing a black toque, then you're probably at a punk concert wearing a black toque. Anyway, so I was there, and there was a mosh pit, and not only was I sick, but I also do not like moshing, because I'm just far too polite, and I don't want to be in someone's personal bubble, and I don't want to flatten someone. I don't know. It would just be, it's my nightmare. Moshing is my nightmare, and I don't want to be in it. But I still wanted to be in the crowd, because I still wanted to be close to the music, and I still wanted to be in the experience. And thankfully, there was this dude standing, like, so there was, like, the mosh pit, this guy, and then me. And I was totally outside of the mosh pit, because this guy was like 6'10" and like 400 pounds, like just the biggest guy. Like, I'm 6 feet tall, and this dude was tall. Like, he could have been a full foot taller than me and like twice my weight. And the mosh just never even touched me. It just stopped right at him. He didn't move once. And like, they were like, granted, it wasn't like a furious mosh pit, but like people were getting thrown around. Did not move him at all. He was a mountain. So shouts out to the enormous dude that protected me from the mosh pit on Saturday. You're like my little, you're my little guardian angel, even though you're little and probably not a guardian angel, but you were mine. So thank you. I would like to play another song. Because when I stop, and when I can't think of anything else to say, it's time to play a song. This song is by the band, her name is Kella. They are reasonably well known in the post-rock scene. They've been around for a little while, playing some good tunes. This song is, the song that I would like to play by her name is Kella, is called A Moment of Clarity, off their album, A Moment of Clarity. Here we go.
Scottish shoes, so I can dream.
Her name is Kella, playing the song A Moment of Clarity. And I think I'm going to just hit you with another one. This one is one of the songs that I found when I was deep in the Quebec post-rock music scene. And if you could pretend that I told that story now, then it would be a little more seamless. And if you didn't hear the story before, the short of it is I spent some time finding music in the Quebecois post-rock scene this week. So this is Milanku playing the song Inhibition off their album Prix à la Gorge.
Thank you.
Toronto-based rock trio LA Witch returns to Vancouver to play Thursday, December 10th at the Cobalt with special guests Feels and Eric Campbell in the Dirt. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and the show is 19+. Find your information and tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com or in real life at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Before those PSAs, we heard Milenku playing the song Inhibition. And I like that song. I'm on Reddit right now, just because that's what's going on. And the I'm looking at this thread, and the thread says, or like the title of the thread is, "What would the person who named walkie-talkies have named other items?" And someone said that forks would be stabby grabbies, and cruise missiles would be zoomy boomies. And then there's one that someone, then someone posted, "Wow, it just occurred to me someone already thought of this, underwear as tidy whities. The defibrillator would be the hearty starty. Spoons would be soupy scoopies. A fart would be a booty tooty." And it goes on. So that was fun. Fun things are fun. I also have here, this is weird. So there, this Croatian architect named Nikola Basic made a piece of architecture on like a breakwater. And what he made was, like an organ that the waves play, because waves come in at different speeds and with different forces, and there are all these little air channels, 35 polyethylene tubes of different diameters. At the end of each pipe is a whistle tuned to play 7 chords of 5 different tones. And so I'm just going to play a clip of the sea playing a breakwater. If you want to see the full video, I guess Google Sea Organ. I think you could probably find it, or maybe the Wave Organ. And while that's, well, that was a thing that happened, I would like to play another song for you. This song is another song that I found doing my Zoomy Boomy search on Quebecois post-rock. And if anyone gets that whole thing, congratulations, you've been listening to the whole show. You've made it so far. Stay with me, I promise, there's more good music to come. This song is by the band Cyanide Eyes. The song is called Wake Up and Sleep. That was Cyanide Eyes by Wake Up and Sleep. I would like to roll right into the next song. This song is by This Quiet Army, and the song is called Warkitects, off of his 2008 album Unconquered. Here is Warkitects by This Quiet Army.
We'll be right back. Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
What a great name for a radio show, the Dave Radio Show. I wish I had thought of that for this show. But this is the Spice of Life, and we play post-rock, and they don't play post-rock on the Dave Show. They play other stuff. We just heard from the band Disquiet Army playing the song Warkitects. Disquiet Army is a solo multi-instrumentalist fellow. He's quite good. That song, I think, is quite good, so you should check out more of his stuff. Definitely check out Foxing's Dealer, though. Out of all of the music that I've played today, that song is my favorite. You can stream it online. You can buy it online. I think listen to Dealer. It's a really good album. Their other album, The Albatross, is also quite good, but Dealer is really cool. I've been listening to that like every day, so that's a goodie. This show happens from 8 to 9 p.m. every other Thursday. Currently, we've been on some other time slots in the past, but that's where we are right now. And if you want more Spice of Life in your life, if your life isn't as spicy as you would like it to be, you can listen to podcasts of all the shows. All the shows get podcasted, and you can find those online at citr.ca. And if you just search for The Spice of Life or search for post-rock, you'll find me. And this is the 56th installment of The Spice of Life. So that's pretty cool. 56 is a lot of Spice of Lives. So definitely check those out. We've had a lot of fun episodes and good episodes where I've had guests and done fun things. So take a look through those. Also, I have a Facebook page, Spice of Life 101.9 FM CITR. So look for that if you are so inclined. That's where I post like reminders about the show. I sometimes post some music on there, and I also post all of the playlists and the track lists. So if you're like, hey, what was that song that he played third? Well, that was Her Name is Calla playing the song A Moment of Clarity, but you know, I won't always be there over your shoulder telling you what's what. So that would be a good thing to check out if you are so inclined. Also, if you like my page, then I'll have more than the likes that I have now, and that would make me happy. Not that I need likes to be happy, but there's like, I think I have like 49 likes or something on my page. It's loading. I have 49 likes. That's heartbreaking. It would be nice to have 50, is all I'm saying. So if you're out there and you haven't liked the page and you want to be the 50th person to like the page, like, that'd be a cool thing. That'd be cool for me. That'd be cool for you. That'd be the kind of thing that you could brag to your friends about. You could say, hey, I was the 50th person to like The Spice of Life, CATR 101.9 FM on Facebook. So I wouldn't brag to your friends about that. Don't actually do that. Or do and see what happens, you know. A lot of the stuff that I do that's fun is you like, that's a weird thing to do to someone. Let's see how that goes. So, if you could do one thing for me, that'd be do something weird in the next 2 weeks until I'm back here and we can speak again. Make the world a weirder place. That's a good mission, and that's my mission. And so if you help me with that by doing something weird, that would be cool. I would like to close out on one final song. Ben is up next with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, so stay tuned for that. This is Thursday nights is kind of like Ben takeover of CITR, so definitely stick around for that, because he's a cool dude and his show is a cool show, And it's for cool people. So if you're a cool person, you should check it out. And if you're not a cool person, but you want to be a cool person, then you should check it out. Because it's like, it's for anyone who's anyone. So everyone who's anyone. So with that in mind then, and you guys are going to stick around for that, I'm going to play my last song of the day. It's by the band Vorcha, and the song is Selfish Years. I hope you enjoy your Thursday. I hope you enjoy your next Thursday. And I hope you come on back to hang out with me again. Not next Thursday, but the Thursday after it. Okay, have a good night. This is Selfish Years by Vorcha.